personnel wise and some of the things that they're trying to do. And you know, we just have to make sure we try to stay on top of that. You know, we've said it from the start that, you know, we're trying to make changes as well. We're trying to grow our game. So we're not completely satisfied with where we're at. We think that there's another level to us in terms of, you know, I think that we've defended well, but we can definitely get on the attack more. I think we saw that in the first period. We grab the lead and we kind of sit back a little bit more when we're hunting, when we're physical. There's certainly a different approach to our game, and so both teams are, you know, doing the same thing. They're trying to get better from one game to the next, and it'll be no different tonight.
That's Blues coach Mike Yeo speaking to the media today. Hunting is the word
you're
that he used
right
there. It seems like it's been so long since that game, because it was Sunday afternoon, then you had the extra off day. We've been talking about it for days, and now it seems like weeks. Finally, it's almost here, Cam.
Yeah, they do have to hunt the puck, and they absolutely have to be physical. And again, what Bobby Plager said, which was, why play them five when they're only paying you for four? Meaning what, TJ? Can you explain that for us?
Well, I think it means why play five when you can only play four.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
You did good.
I took a cue from you.
Yeah. Oh, I took a cue from Bobby. Anyway, look, they do have to hunt the puck tonight. They got to come out flying, physical, first four shifts, first four lines. Everybody get a hit in, get a shot on goal, get engaged to this game. Let them know that you are going after this and you're sending them home. We need to get the first goal. That is absolutely crucial. If we get the first goal and Jake Allen makes a couple unbelievable saves off the bat, they're going to be like, oh, my God, not again, not again. What do we do? What do we need to change? They're all going to look at their coach like, okay, Boudreau, what's the next thing now? Okay, are we going to change anything up here? Obviously, they've changed their lines. Whatever. Keep doing what you're doing. We don't sit back, though, especially when you do get the lead. Do not change anything. Go right at them. Stand in front of the net. Sustain offensive zone pressure. Make their D work, because that's exactly what they're going to do to you. What do you think, Hannah?
I agree. I agree with what you're saying. I think that, you know, Minnesota has nothing to lose. They're going to throw everything out. It's kind of like when you were playing those teams who weren't making it to the playoffs those last few games that came and had that sneak up attack, because they had nothing to lose in those games. They're going to be ruthless. They're going to throw all the physicality that they needed to, and just try different things, like you said. So I think you'll see that. I think you'll see a lot from the Blues trying to maintain the puck in the offensive zone and find different ways of doing that without having to dump it in, whether that's, you know, different schemes, different people, different poise. And speed. And that's been a strong suit for the Blues. Definitely the help of Jane Schwartz with his two goals and that one assist.
Schwartz, I mean, he's on his game.
He's on his game, and he's so quick, and that's what's made him unstoppable.
Schwartz, he's on his game, but 91 needs to step up and score a couple goals tonight. Score a goal tonight. He needs to produce offensively. I know he's got a couple assists, but he's the best player on the ice, and he needs to score a goal one way or the other tonight, especially the first goal. I'm telling you right now, the first goal is so damn crucial, because if they score, they have life. If we score, they do not.
And you know they're going to come out desperate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No doubt about that. But I'm predicting if we score the first goal, it's going to be a 4-0 game. If they score the first goal, it's going to be either back and forth. And if they win that game, then boy, oh boy, the first goal might change the series around. Put it that way. That's how important it is, in my opinion. I'm just telling you, momentum. You know, if you score that first goal, they're going to be like, oh, God. Now you got to climb back up this hill. But if they get it, man, it could be a series changer. You cannot let them get the first one.
And it's an unfamiliar position the Blues would be in, because they haven't trailed in this series. And their style, as we've talked about, is a defensive style. They're not necessarily built to come from behind. They would prefer to play with the lead. Not that they can't do it. They have some guys, obviously, who can score. But it's the way this series has unfolded has played perfectly into what the Blues want to do.
I tell you, the Minnesota Wild's offense is going to try to get the RD scrambling. They're going to try to get them scrambling all over the ice, wear them down. Then those shots that are from bad angles, they're going to be retrieving the rebounds because everybody's tired on the ice. So they're going to have a hard game plan. They're going to come right at us, no doubt.
And the reason this game is so important is not because the Wild are going to come back. Like, the chance of that happening are so low, but it's that you're going to have to play a game or two more and make yourself
just
exhausted.
Like what happened last year.
Yeah, like you said. Like
what happened last year?
We've been talking about it. That historically, the chance of them coming back is virtually zero. It's 2%. Fine. But they could
directly affect the next round.
Yes.
Yes, just like it did last year. You took the Chicago Blackhawks at Game 7. Troy Brouwer had an awesome goal in overtime. Then you go and you play the Dallas Stars. You let them back in the damn series. Now you go to San Jose, who played two less games than you did in a crucial playoff series, which two games in the playoffs are, they wear you out. Look at Joel Edmondson. He'll block 5, 6, 7 shots tonight. Yep. Those add up. Pietrangelo playing 29 minutes. That adds up.
Right.
So what happened last year? You go to a San Jose team that was like, yeah, yeah, we're fresh, bring it on. And you could just tell we were worn out. Joe Thornton, Pavelski, they just tore us apart down low. We could do nothing about it. We had no counterattack, and they beat us. We can't let that happen again. Get on him off the bat.
You can't. You saw that definitely in the second, third game. It helped having Robert Bortuzzo back in the lineup because then Yo was able to trust that third D pair of Bortuzzo and Gunnarsson together and give them more than the 9 minutes of ice that they had
Schmaltz out there. It kills you.
And it kills you, but it's also, you can't blame him. He was an inexperienced player. And obviously having Bortuzzo out there, he's more experienced, he's more physical, and he does more with the puck. He's a bigger guy, and so that really helps, and I think that will help the defense throughout these games.
Oh, absolutely. Blocking shots, clearing in front of the net, just being physical.
Not having to lay all the work on that first pairing with, Bomeister was even averaging 24 minutes that first game.
You know what Bertuzzo's good at? Is pinning guys in the defensive zone, meaning if they're trying to cycle. You pin Zach Parise, it screws up your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you start pinning guys in the zone, but then when you pin guys, that takes a lot of energy out of you. You're trying to hit a guy over here, you try to hit a guy over there, and they're just cycling the puck around. You're worn out after 30 seconds.
And the last thing you want is to have a screwed-up cycle. How about it, TJ?
I don't get it.
Well, I think that was a pregnancy joke.
Oh, you pregnant again?
Yeah. It was actually a period joke. Never mind.
Jeez,
855-282-825.
Well, the pregnancy will be a period.
I understood, Eric. I just ignored it as per usual.
Well, at least
you're pregnant
you got
and on your period. Isn't that weird,
but
TJ?
Well, yeah, you just take it as it comes.
Two things about the rest factor. Number one, not only guys get tired, somebody could get hurt. And if you play more games, someone could get hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Nashville, it's one thing if both teams going into a series have the same amount of rest, but Nashville could close out Chicago tomorrow night in a game you can hear right here on 590 The Fan. But if they do, and the Blues have to go to a game five and then maybe even a game six.
See? And they'll be waiting, resting their guys. Because, everybody's dinged up right now. I don't care if it's the first round or not. It's a long, long season one way or the other. And everybody has some sort of issue going on with as far as injuries are concerned. I don't want Nashville to win this next game. No way. Let Chicago try to come back. Let them go back, go to game five, go to game six, beat the hell out of each other, maybe take a suspension like Draisaitl is going to do with Edmonton. Things happen. The longer you play out, the bad things are going to happen.
If there's one team that can come back, though, and that is somewhat scary, it's the Hawks.
I don't care. I want the Hawks to win next game. I do, absolutely.
I agree with you.
I know it's dangerous.
I would almost
I live dangerously.
Put it this way. I'd rather see the Preds sweep than the Hawks come back and win it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but
Yeah, somewhere in the middle is good.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. I want the best of both worlds. Okay, damn it. I want to go to this Game 7 quadruple overtime. Everybody gets hurt again.
Let's talk about the rest of the NHL playoffs. We mentioned the game, the Predators and Blackhawks game we'll have here tomorrow night as the Preds go for the sweep. But last night in the Western Conference, San Jose, who had been shut out two straight games by Edmonton, let's just say they weren't shut out last night. They beat the Oilers 7-0.
That was a breakdown.
And that game is tied now. That series is tied now, two games apiece.
See what happens, though, sometimes? The last couple games with Edmonton, they were fun to watch. That Zach Cassian was running guys over. No one was calling any penalties, and Pat Maroon was all over the place. Connor McDavid played well. Just a fun game to watch. They were completely dominating, hitting San Jose. And then this game comes along, and Draisaitl gets pissed and spears a guy. He might be out for five games. They might give him five games. He's had 75 points on the year. He's a huge factor in so many different areas for that damn team. And you break down one game, and one of your best players gets pissed off because you're down by however many, and he spears somebody because he's mad. And now he's going to the hearing. He's going to get dinged for four or five. You know how horrible that is?
Yeah.
That's like old boy from Pirates getting dinged for 80. Like, come on.
Starling Marte.
And it's one of those instances where you're just mad, and all of a sudden you're like, get out of here, and you spear him like, oh, boy, yep, that's going to be
right.
The optics don't look good. Actually, they got hurt. The kid got hurt, I think, too. You can't do that. Draisaitl is going to be out for a couple games one way or the other. But see how things change. See the momentum swing. I mean, you should have seen the highlights when Cassian was running guys over the last game they played, and they were scoring goals, and everything was great and hunky-dory, and then you play again, and now look at you. Tied, but you got your best player, one of your best players, suspended indefinitely, and now everybody's like, okay, now what? It's some momentum swings in playoffs. It's just remarkable what happens.
That's why keep your foot on the pedal here.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's my point. That could happen now. I mean, look, you can't take this for granted. Yeah, 3-0's great, but look, you have a bad game now. Somebody does something stupid. Somebody gets hurt. Then you're like crawling back. Then maybe somebody else gets – I mean, just a snowball
effect,
man.
The last thing you need is – to go to six games and Jake Allen pulls a groin or Tarasenko does something. Yeah. I mean, you just get it done and be done with it. Go home, sit at home.
Go home, sit at home and chill. Yeah. Watch the Cardinals.
Take a week off.
We'll all go to Cardinals game.
Okay.
Another series could also wrap up tonight out west. The Ducks are ahead 3-0 on Calgary, or Calgary, as Rock says, playing tonight.
That's what Canadians call it.
Playing tonight in Canada, the Ducks have a chance to finish that series off.
You're right, Rock, they do. I've lived up there for 3 years. You're right.
By the that doesn't make you smart.
No, it doesn't. You're not right.
This is coming from a guy that was upset that Yachty was speaking Spanish because he couldn't understand it.
I couldn't.
Okay, define Canadian, because all the guys here and the broadcasters here that are former players from Canada don't say that. But then, so define.
There's just, look, when you're from Vancouver, you speak differently from when you're from Manitoba or
so only the people in Calgary say Calgary. Is that what you're supposed to say?
I don't know. Ask Rock.
Is that why people say Petro-Angelo? Like, we say Petro-Angelo, but so many people say Petro-Angelo. I hear that on broadcasts. That must be a Canadian thing, too.
I'm so confused.
I
call them what I want to call them.
We have Canadian broadcasters here.
Yeah,
and they don't say that.
No, I know.
That's why
it's confusing.
Rock, you're not Canadian. You're not. You can't be. You never will be.
Well, he could maybe get dual citizenship.
Yeah. Why the hell would you want to do that? Let's be completely honest here.
Hey, Canada, yeah, I'll ring that for myself. You always talk about how fun
Canada is. Canadians are the best. Do I want to live in Canada? Absolutely not. And your president says, I'm a feminist. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a masculinist.
Yeah. Good. I'm going to go to your country.
Yeah. What if our president says that? Where do you go then?
I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to move to Canada all the Hollywood actors said they were. Well, you're still here. Remember they said if Trump was going to get elected, they're going to move to Canada?
Yeah,
Bryan Cranston? I saw you. You're making another movie in Hollywood.
Well, Bryan Cranston had a hideout. Well, he died at the end of that last season, didn't he?
What, Godzilla? No. Oh, well, I ruined it. Sorry, guys. He dies in Godzilla.
First of all, Godzilla ruined itself 5 minutes into it.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to talk about the Sharks, though. That's
a scary team, dude.
That's exactly. That's the thing that I got at when I looked at that score. I said, did they wake up and just decide to just...
Yeah, man, they did.
Well, they got Thornton back.
It's a big deal.
And that was big.
Face off.
Seven goals
wow.
difference?
Look, some man, of it was that.
Look, a couple breakdown goals, and all of a sudden you take a couple stupid penalties, and it just adds up, and you're just off your game. Your goalie's not on. A couple of those shots probably shouldn't have gone in. There were just screens in front and from point shots, and they just went in. It's just, again, a snowball effect, man. That's the way it goes.
Did you watch that whole game, Cam? Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it.
So was it at the end like they just kind of gave up and said, this game's in the bag, who cares?
No, you don't. I
get it.
When you get frustrated, you start chasing. Yeah. You start chasing, chasing, you're out of position, boom, goal.
Well, the thing is, and I, like, you just, as a general rule, you never do this, but it doesn't matter if they win by seven, they only get one game.
No doubt.
So
it's a morale factor.
Yeah.
You're pissed, but you know what? Next game, you're like, this ain't happening again.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking. If they just gave up, they're like, you know what? Don't waste your energy. This game's we're down by five.
Oh, yeah.
Two more go
in, whatever. Forget about it. We'll have a meeting tomorrow. We'll go over what we need to do. Sleep in. We'll have an 11 o'clock meeting. We'll have an optional skate. Some of the guys, you guys are banged up, don't skate. Some of the fourth line guys, some of the guys that haven't played, we'll get an optional skate. We'll have a nice meeting. We'll do our thing. But, guys, forget about it. Go home and chill. Forget about it. We'll deal with it tomorrow. Get some sleep. That's what I would say. And you know what? The guys are. You just got to shush that out. Like, don't worry about it. I don't care if you're -4 or whatever. The only person you got to worry about is what the hell is going to happen to Draisaitl.
Yeah.
That's a big, big loss for a mental breakdown.
They pulled a goalie on that, yeah? Or else he was -7. That's not a great place to be. You probably didn't keep the same goalie in for all seven goals, did you?
I don't think so. But
that would be...
They had to switch
that
him up.
Would be manslaughter.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Pull him out.
Jonathan Broxton. Get us out of this one, bud.
Jonathan Broxton probably wouldn't be a bad goalie.
Just those legs?
Toss them in there, man. See how it goes.
The other series to keep an eye on tonight, it's game four for the Capitals and Maple Leafs. Our old friends Oshie and Shattenkirk on that team, they're down 2-1.
Yeah.
One of the favorites to win the cup going into the playoffs. Pivotal game four tonight.
I'm rooting for Toronto, man.
Oh,
wouldn't
heck
that be
yeah.
something
hell
if
yeah.
Shattenkirk wanted to get traded to a winner and they exit before the Blues?
Wouldn't that be a story?
I love it.
Twitter be blowing up, baby.
It.
How about that one?
I like Toronto's team.
It's
man.
A very young team.
Yes.
I have never seen a coach after that game, Washington's coach, I've never seen one so speechless. He didn't know how to sum up what's happening. He was like, I mean, things happen. That was really the moral of the story.
Well,
like,
they're
I
up.
Mean, things happen.
They're up.
He couldn't, well, he just couldn't explain why Toronto was beating them this
because
series
he's
after
got,
that.
You know why? Because he's got to go look at the film. He's got. You can't, when that happens, you're just like, did that just happen? And anytime, even Coach Yo or whatever, you ask him afterwards, well, what happened on this play? He's just like, well, guys, let me dissect this when I get home. You could go through, and there's always a camera up that shows the whole ice. You're not looking at Fox Sports Midwest feed. You have cameras everywhere, so you don't miss a play. You see the whole ice all the time, even the bench. So they know exactly what happened on every single play, no matter what. So that's when they're like, no, let me go break this down, and I'll answer these questions tomorrow.
And by the way, Edmonton did pull Talbot after he gave up 5 goals.
I was going to say, it's usually after 5.
And that was a game after he had had 2 straight shutouts. So it could turn quickly.
It can turn quickly.
Well, you guys remember a couple years ago, Crawford did that. Exactly. Yeah. And he got pulled for Darling.
Yeah.
And then came right back, and Crawford was the man.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes sometimes you need your ass kicked to wake up a little bit. Edmonton was playing great. But sometimes you need a beat down like that to be like, whoa, we can't have this happen again.
100% true.
No way. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But I do feel bad for that Draisaitl. I don't feel bad for him necessarily, but I feel bad for Patty Maroon.
On the text line, Hannah Yates' twin brother, Harley. I'm not sure if I understand this text. He says, Cam pulled the goalie this morning in my bed.
Oh. Congratulations.
Eric Messersmith, Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Matt Leitner, and Hannah Yates. We left them speechless for the first time in the history of the show. It's The Hard Line, powered by Johnny Law Dog Chevrolet.
Let's get a Hard Line news update with Matt Rocchio.
Cardinals in action earlier today. They finished off a sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates, taking this one 2-1 behind 2 home runs from Dexter Fowler in the 3rd and the 5th. Michael Wacha was on the mound for the game. He improved to 2-1 on the season with 6 2/3 worth of work and just 4 hits allowed on the day. In other MLB news for the day, the Brewers are leading the Cubs right now in the top of the 9th, 4-3. The Athletics over the Rangers, 9-1. That game is in the top of the 9th. And in the bottom of the 7th right now, the Mariners lead the Marlins 8-4. Blues in action later tonight. They'll go for the sweep over the Minnesota Wild. Puck drop is set for 8:30 tonight. Aaron Hernandez was found dead earlier today after hanging in his Massachusetts prison cell. He was 27 years old. In a report from TMZ, lawyer Jose Baez said that he has launched an investigation and they are not buying the suicide story. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr is in some hot water with his fans after a quote where he seemed to criticize those who might jump off the ship because of the impending relocation, saying, for the ones that do, I don't really believe that they're true Raiders fans.
Ooh.
I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Rock. You know, if you have credit card debt and you own a home, then you have to call Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, because 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of their credit card debt right now. With a cash out refinance with the home loan expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all. Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Give Ryan a call at 314-781-9700 or visit online, thehomeloanexpert.com. We talked earlier, Maddie, about the spring auction going on right now on InsideSTL.com, and we ran down some of the great items available. We have a late edition you can bid on.
Yeah, now you can bid on the opportunity to go to a Cardinals baseball game with Cam Jansen and Taylor Jacob Moe.
Who's that?
TJ, to your immediate left.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Hey. It's initials.
So now you can, yes, remember, they're initials that got a name fit around them.
That's
so
very bizarre, but yeah.
You can hear that story and more at a Cardinal game with these two, even though I'm coming too.
Well, and I want to be there also. I can talk about
OPS
Plus and later runs created plus.
But the only sellable asset on this whole show is Hannah. So let's
Hannah's
if we
through.
Want somebody to pay for
I don't
this.
Know, not with these listeners.
Well, so
Hannah, you can
Probably any of the rest.
But now it's been put up in the spirit of competition because you said that you think it could outbid the opportunity of lunch.
Well, hold on.
Did I say that?
We need to clarify here. Do they get to molest Doug? Because that's going to be a high price.
Ooh. No, but they said we have to pick somebody to have that happen to from our show.
Cam.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it's definitely Cam. So it's a hate crime in a few other instances.
I'll take it.
Other
time, are you pulling the goalie?
But anyway,
sure.
But anyway, though, that's up now, and that's part of everything. And there's some awesome deals out there that are on the KFNS Spring Listeners Reward Auction right now. So
cool.
Get into that. And,
we'll have a good time, man.
Cardinals game will be a blast.
It will be fun.
We'll be cruising around
all
sorts of
things.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll definitely have a blast there. So I don't know. What do they have to do, Matty?
Just go to InsideSTL.com.
Cool.
You can
bet
on it.
That's easy enough.
You have until Friday at 5 o'clock.
And we'll entertain you at the game, trust me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cam Jansen, TJ
Hannah will entertain you.
Matt Whitener, Hattie Yates, and Eric Messersmith. It's The Hard Line, powered by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.